Yeah, just an opportunity to give him another day of rest.
Brooklyn tomorrow.
They're still talented. They're very talented. They do put Plumlee in there. He's a very athletic guy, as is Jordan. Allen Anderson has been a terrific player, throwing in for people. He's a tough guy. You know, they have a lot of weapons. Jared Jack and Jordan Williams. They're still coming at you with a lot of people, so we know we're going to have to be ready.
What are the differences between Plumlee and Lopez?
They're different. Lopez is a guy that, you know, he's a tough low post matchup, but he has great touch. Plumlee's a different player. He's a more athletic guy, runs the floor, very active, makes hustle plays, effective inside. You've got to make sure that you're keeping a body on him. Very good, you know, jump hook guy. Jordan is a very athletic guy. So we know how good they are. And when you look at Garnett is still, if you look at his rebounding, he's still at the top of the league. And he's a great shooter. You know, give him an open shot, he's going to make. He's a very unselfish player. So he's still, it's a very talented team.
Did he even try to fight anybody while he was talking?
All I know is Kevin tries to win. That's what, by any means necessary. So he's had a remarkable career. He's one of the great competitors in the history of the league. So I got a lot of respect for what he's done.
Tommy, you like that. I mean, obviously, that's like that game
that
you're always trying to kind of
do. Well, he's done that throughout his career. And his play does it more than anything else. When you look at what he's done over 20 years, and to do it at the level that he's done it at, it's pretty amazing. And what you guys don't see, in the games, what you see in practice. He's one of the great practice guys. He drives the team. It's interesting. I talked to Plumlee this summer about that's a great conversation. He hasn't changed one bit. That type of leadership, that's how you're going to pick him.
Tom, yesterday Derek was talking about kind of the same stuff you were saying before you went out. Double teaming.
He's got to attack. That's the bottom line. Like, some teams are going under, and some teams, you know, will adjust to a blitz. So all I know is when he's pushing the ball up the floor and attacking, that's who he is. He can't defer. He can't pace himself. He's got to go. That's the big thing. He's got
to
go.
Does that message relate to him?
Well, we talk every day. So, you know, I'm not going to measure every play. Instinctive game. We got to trust him. But I know when he played well this year, he's going to be in attack mode.
Are you comfortable at the rim when he goes north?
Yeah, it's going to take time. We knew that. But he's stringing games together. The last 2 days of practice have been terrific. So those are all great signs. And I just want him to keep building, keep getting better day by day. Concentrate on that improvement. Don't overthink it. Get out there, play, attack, be aggressive.
Is he maybe overthinking a little bit? That's preventing
him? By nature, he's trying to fit in right now. And that's, you know, it's a new team for him. He's trying to learn his teammates, playing off people. And we need him to go. Everyone, great players will figure it out. Powell will figure it out. You know, Joakim, Jimmy. They're going to figure it out. It's the way it is.
You worry about McDermott at all?
I worry about everybody. You know, so obviously we want him to be healthy. You know, take it day by day. Hopefully he'll get better. I love the way Doug approaches the game. So, I've been very pleased with both of the rookies. Actually, all three camps the same way. Hard work. Doing good for the team, try to get better every day. They all have a great No, he's doing all that stuff.
So he'll be on tomorrow then?
Most likely. I'm not going to rule it out yet.
Okay. Is there anybody else out?
No. We gave Heinrich some time off, but we did part of that.
So, but he's fine tomorrow?
Yeah. There you go.